Hafaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
Fact is that if you don't get this, he's saying, in the home, Peter's saying, listen, you're going to miss it, and you don't have a life spiritually.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the pastor of Harvest Baptist Church and our speaker for Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest, and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. Pastor Heron continues our study of 1 Peter today. As we reach chapter 3, Pastor shares part of a message called Secrets to a Successful Home, Plucking the Two Strings of Domestic Harmony.
1 Peter chapter 3, let's read out loud verses 1 through 7. Ready? Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not that word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, wearing gold, putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, ordained themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
Here are the suggestions, the warnings he says, here's for the wife, here's for the husband. In both those occasions, he says, here's three directions for you women, here's three for the men. What are they? Notice these three for the wife. Number one, he's saying, listen, you be that spiritual influence in the home. This is what he means in verse 1 and 2. Number one, spiritual influence. Number two, he also mentions the idea of beauty of character. You see, if the first, spiritual influence, is an obligation, then the second is an ornament. This is the term he uses. Notice verse 3, 4, and 5. Who's adorning? And it's interesting, the very term adorning is used often. Let it not be that outward adorning, plaiting of the hair, wearing of gold, putting on apparel, but it be the hidden man of the heart. That's not corruptible. Even notice the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. There it is, the beauty of character, the meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Third particular directive he gives, beyond the spiritual influence, the beauty of character, and that's the freedom from fear. This is how he says it in verse 5 and 6. Notice in your Bibles, he says, after this manner in the same time, again, that women of old, then he says, verse 6, he gives an illustration out of Genesis 18. Sarah obeys Abraham, calling him what? Lord. And all he's saying is, whose daughters you are to be just like her as long as you're doing well. He's saying, you treat your husband with admiration. That's his number one need, that you admire him and you show him that. And when he receives that from you, he's going to be drawn to a God that says, I admire you much. I gave my life for you. That element is supported by being freedom from fear. That is the element that Peter says to you wives, you end up being in a place of learning submission. You find another string. And let me move to this quickly here. And this is now the one sentence, but it's packed with responsibilities for us husbands. This is where Peter's going with it, even though it's not as long. These husbands now had needed this explanation, and very simply puts it into these three responsibilities. Number one, he says, you live with your wife, dwell with her. That's the physical connection. The very simple term is a term, compound term, using to be at home with, the two becoming one. And that relationship there is so, so important to dwell with her. And this is why I think Peter goes right to the second point, live with your wife, and then know your wife. the kenosis, the acquainted with the content. You understand your wife. And it's amazing that two people married can live together and really not know each other. And he's not about thinking alike, but they're thinking together. I think what adds to this, here's Peter, who's also married. We have no idea whether he has kids or not, but we do know that there was a big difference between those men and those ladies. This is why he said, according to knowledge. We as men process life differently than our wonderful gender counterpart to those ladies. I mentioned about Dr. Gunger, who actually is a pastor, and he was explaining the difference even in our thinking processes and the knowledge base that we have. He gives the idea of the boxes and the wires. I think it is straight, a simple illustration, because for men, according to knowledge, you know how we process life as men? Our brains are different, and actually physiologically, they're different how we process life. For us men, as he used the illustration, I think it's great, and it's a good idea to realize for us men, we do think in boxes. We think in topics. Okay, we have this box of work and children and family and wife and money, and these are little boxes and the particular topics. And they all put in a perfect slot. They don't touch. You just keep them different. And so if you want to have a conversation, this is what you talk about. You pull this box out. We're going to talk about this topic. And we're done with this topic, then put it back in carefully. We're only talking about one topic. This is not how a wife and a woman's brain is. It's not little boxes. The wife's brain, the woman's brain, as he suggests, is like one big ball of wires, all intersecting and pushed together, very delicately put together. This is how he explains it. And I think it's a good way to look at it to help us understand that in the midst of all the other differences, this is one. And it's all energized by emotion. It's charged. Everything. You can't pull this apart, and it's all energized emotion. So this is why when you have topics of discussion, you're not talking about one little box. It's all mixed together. It's all, you can't just pull these things apart. I think it's true about that. The key for men, and it's really a kind of special feature, is we have one little box you can pull out, and it's the nothing box. It's a nothing box. There's nothing in this box. What are you doing? Nothing. I'm doing nothing. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing nothing. And you could put the box back in and move right forward. Women can't do that. You pull this box in, what do you think? Nothing. He said the University of Pennsylvania did a study and proved. They put all the wires on this dude's head, and it proved the fact. A guy can think about nothing. And like still breathe. It was awesome. This is why guys can, some of the guys, they love fishing. You can sit and just, you know, thing. And what are you doing? Like fishing. But really, you're in the nothing box because you're not doing, hunting is the same way. Sports Center is the same way. What are you doing? I'm just looking at images. But really, it's like nothing. You're just doing nothing right here, okay? And this is why, among other differences, there is one big, big difference. And I say all this because many times you say, well, this event happened, and you all this emotion is just charged. And this is why the fact is, for women, they don't forget anything. Because the reality is, for us guys, we forget it because it's like, whatever, so you don't remember it. Because there's no emotion to it. So you just, okay. And everything's emotion to the... Now, I say this comically because sometimes we get into the middle of all this and No. The reality is, Peter's going right straight to the heart of sin. Listen, you better live with her, dwell with her. You better know her. And let me tie very quickly onto this last directive. He says, not just live with her and know her, but you better honor her. And this is where, for most men, we drop the ball. We get in our little box. We do not do this as often as we should. When he says, notice, verse 7, give honor unto your wife as unto the weaker vessel. That's the emotional connection. That's granting her honor, as Gary Smalley in a book called The Gift of Honor, he says, quote, in ancient writing, something of honor was something of substance, literally was heavy, it was valuable, it was costly, it's priceless. And this is why it is so difficult for us men, because, yes, we value her and we want to honor her, but our tendency is, because we don't have that need, that we don't think she has the need. And there's a big difference when he says, listen, she's the weaker vessel, not the lesser vessel, just the weaker vessel. And it is not to be taken morally or spiritually or intellectually. It simply means the woman has less physical strength. So the husband must recognize the difference, take it into account, and there's a big difference between steel and silk. And all he's saying is, listen, for you men, you realize that you can't end up processing life like she can. You don't have to be a woman, but you do have to understand and accept that and realize that God requires us to not end up doing anything other than honoring. Why all of that? Why do all of this? Because ultimately, notice verse 7, he says that you would be heirs together of the grace of life, and your prayer is not hindered. He says you be heirs together. You show her honor as a fellow Christian, and the grace of life, which I don't think is talking about salvation here. I think he's either talking about children, or very simply, the grace of life is the best relationship earthly life has to offer. He's saying, I want you to have the best earthly life you can have on this earth. Christ can do that through your life, that your prayers be not hindered, specifically husband's prayer for the salvation of the wife, but generally for the spiritual connection ultimately with God. Because the fact is, we are all hooked together. We are all hooked together. And if anybody's got it right, the woman's got it right. We're the idiots on the other side. And he's saying it's all hooked together, whether it is in your relationship in the civil government, whether it's in your work, whether it's in your home or the church, it's all interconnected. And the fact is that if you don't get this, he's saying, in the home, Peter's saying, listen, you're going to miss it and you don't have a life spiritually. Now, what does that mean to us? Let me close with these four warning labels. Number one, very simply, what he's saying in all of this, if I can make the point, is, number one, your spouse can really love you and still not have a clue about what you need. Now, this is my practical application for you. In other words, you say, well, if he loved me, he'd know what I need. No, as one author said, he can love you desperately and thoroughly and still not know what's bugging you. So it's up to you to tell him. As one author said, men read newspapers, not minds. And they often, the failure of men and women to meet each other's emotional needs is simply due to ignorance. And you'd think, well, after a while, they'd get it. You're right. But sometimes we don't. So Peter, because knowing, listen, this has got to two become one. The warning label. Your spouse can love you and still not have a clue about what you need. Number two, battle the issues, not each other. Listen. Treat family members with civility, and many times we don't. Remember, women protect their feelings, men protect their ideas. Man, if a woman's feelings get hurt, man, oh man, she's going to protect those feelings. For guys, we have an idea. I'm going to put the idea out there. And then you come along and you give all these wonderful ideas why this is a lousy idea. You know what? You just rejected him. That's what you just did. Did you mean to? No, you were just telling your feelings about it. He doesn't care about your feelings. For guys, they're logic-stricken creatures. And yet God says, this is how I created it. And a woman, this is how I created it. And this is how he wants to wonderfully fit this thing together. So don't battle each other. You agree to forsake all others, giving each other the exclusive right to meet the legitimate and intimate needs. Most people expect their spouses to meet those special needs since they have agreed not to allow anyone else to meet them.
Thank you for listening in to today's message with Pastor Marty Herron on Heart of Harvest. This daily program is brought to you by Harvest Ministries, located on the island of Guam. If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can always write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189. Barragata, Guam, 96921, or call area code 671-477-6341. That number once again, 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website at hbcguam.net, where you'll find a podcast of today's program. That's hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening in, and be sure to join us at this same time tomorrow for the next edition of Heart of Harvest.